Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Best Friends
with Nicole Pyer
and Sashir Zamora.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello, Sashir. How are you today?
I'm good. How was your day?
My day has been pretty good. I did a little voiceover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
What a day.
Friends who have things in common. Okay, I imagine, like,
imagine?
Could you imagine ever talking like that for real?
No, I couldn't.
I would feel insane. And there are people in the world who talk like that naturally.
It's true.
Oh, boy. I had my tarot cards read last night.
And are you dying because of it?
Yes. So it was, like, really interesting because I had my tarot cards read in... where the fuck? Oh, New Orleans, yeah. When we went down there for your special. And the guy was like, I don't really know. You really pulled some interesting cards.
Did you go to Philip?
No, okay. I just went to the man that was there. Mm-hmm. He was like, I can tell you what each card means, but they don't seem to really have a correlation. Also, you pulled everything upside down. Let's do it again. I pulled the cards again. They're all upside down. He was like, I think you need to just like get some away time from people and like just spend some time alone. And I was like, I paid $65 for someone to tell me to go to like Palm Springs. And then a lot of times I pull a lot of upside down cards.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I also cut the deck weird. I didn't realize that cutting the deck means you cut it like 3 times. I cut it like 100 times. I don't know. It was fun. But so last night it was like, I'm a confident person with a lot of masculine energy, and people are attracted to me, and that was, like, in my past, but that, like, influences your future or whatever. And then my, like, current card was a heart with, like, a bunch of swords in it to signify that I'm going through heartache and I'm sad. And then another card was I need to feel sadness and feel my heartbreak in order to move on, but the heartbreak's not my fault. And then I pulled a lot of coin cards where it was like, you know how to make money. Money is not going to be a problem for you, which I was like, oh, that's nice. And then my future card was like, it was like monetarily I'm like good, but spiritually I'm not solid. And I need to acquire spiritual abundance, and that I'm resisting moving on from things. And because you're supposed to have a question in your like brain, and you know, the question on my mind is always, when will I find somebody? Will I ever find someone? Is the person I found who I like going to be the person for me? And it was like, you're confident in making money. You're not confident spiritually. And you're resisting things. And I was like, well, I know how to make money. I just don't know. Like, I can't make someone fall in love with me. Mm-hmm. And then my friend who was reading my cards and her roommate were like, that's not it. That's not love. You can't look at it as making someone fall in love with you. You have to look at relationships as like you learn something from someone and like your heart is open. And I was like, yeah, but. And then like I was literally resisting in the moment.
Oh, wow.
And I got home. I was like, this a lot of this makes sense to me. So I wrote a letter to a couple gentlemen, like including my dad, like who've been in my life, who have affected me negatively, I put my dad in there because he's affected. I have daddy issues, you know, when it comes to romance. So I like wrote things that he did that affected my love life. And then I wrote a letter to a couple gentlemen. And then that felt good. And yeah, it felt like I was releasing something. So I feel very good now about my love life.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still single, I know that this year I will find somebody. I'm putting that out there.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to like just keep my eyes open spiritually. Mm-hmm. And then I address the envelopes, but I didn't put stamps on them. And I'm going to put them in the post office and just see what happens. I don't know.
But won't they come back to you?
No, I'm not going to put any addresses on it. I'm just going to put their names on the front.
So oh, like, no addresses at all. Yeah, no return address.
I'm just going to mail it. And wherever it lands, it lands. I don't know. I'm just putting my feelings on an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's stupid. You hate it.
No. I was honestly so on board the whole time until you got to the post office part.
Well, I don't want to keep the feelings. I want to mail them out.
Oh, why don't you just burn it or like rip them up?
No, I think it's funnier to put it in a post office little box, and then maybe the mailman will give it to someone with that name. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone will read it who needs to hear it. Maybe it'll just end up in the trash. But like maybe, I don't know, maybe someone at the post office will go, there's no address on this.
Uh-huh.
It's just a man's name. Uh-huh. Men are dogs. I'm going to open this up, see what's about.
Okay.
And maybe they'll read it and go, oh shit, these are my feelings too. I should move on as well.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to really empower some post ladies.
Maybe.
Life.
Maybe they'll read the dad one and be like, you know what? My dad fucked me up too. Boop, boop, boop. Yo, what up, dad? You fucked me up. I don't know.
All right.
Or nothing could happen.
Yeah, but you're not going to put your name on it.
No.
Okay.
And then their real names aren't on it.
Okay, good.
I changed them.
Yeah. Cool.
Two names
that are close enough.
So close.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, and then last night was just like a pretty good night. Like I felt good with my spiritual side, my feelings and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much I actually believe in tarot cards, but like they've been pretty on point with things.
Yeah.
And then my friend Jason also had his pulled, and they were so on point for him. It was like kind of wild. And then I had a pole dancing class last night. My whole right side is very, very fucking sore. We learned how to do a Peter Pan spin, mm-hmm, which is so hard.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was until you showed me
a Peter Pan spin is as if you were laying on the ground on your stomach with your legs spread, but you're not on the floor. You're on a pole suspended in the air.
Yeah.
It was so hard. But then we did this around the world, but instead of completely stepping, you like put your thigh onto the pole so your legs are straight and you pull yourself up. It was really fun.
Whoa.
And that one I got pretty quick.
Whoa.
I was like pretty floored.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it.
It's very fun.
Wait, I want to go back to this tarot card stuff.
Oh, sure.
That sounded like a really great reading.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of how to get more spirituality into your life?
I try to do mindful thinking when I'm upset. Mm-hmm. So like if I'm upset, to just like take a break, breathe, and go, what's really making you upset? Is it the thing that's actually happening, or is it something that happened earlier and you're bringing it into this? I think I spent a lot of time alone on the road, and I think, well, I've been trying to work out while I'm on the road just so I do something that like releases endorphins or like makes me feel like I've accomplished something. And I think I need to do a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to go on walks by myself when I'm in these weird places. I don't think it includes like, because when I was in out of town last weekend, I was like, oh, you haven't talked to anyone today. That's bad, blah, blah. And I was like, well, that's not that bad. Maybe if you just like got one with yourself, you would feel a little bit better. I don't know. I think I need to be nicer to myself when I'm on the road.
For sure. Yeah. Rituals are cool too.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you want, but you know, some people like
cutting the head off a dog or something and like praying to Satan, like a ritual.
That can be someone's ritual. I mean, like, not to be like LA, but you know, crystals or like putting your energy, mm-hmm, towards something or, I don't know. I like make this like apple cider vinegar concoction every morning and then, you know this. You don't know this.
I didn't know it was an every morning thing.
Yeah. apple cider vinegar, hot water.
You trying to live forever or something?
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. You're trying to get out of here, but yeah, I'm trying to stay.
I'm really trying to get out of here. I'm like, I'll eat day old hamburgers and hopefully that's my ticket out of here. Truly, you do live like you're trying to live forever.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to take care of myself. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
I want to have it a little longer.
I'm trying to take care of myself just because I feel like when you're unhealthy and you get older, like life gets really hard for you.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you move too fast and you're like, well, everything's broken. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just a bag of bones.
Oh, no. My bag of bones is rattling.
I didn't brush my teeth for 30 years, and now I only have gums.
Oh, it's so hard to chew with just a gum.
But easy to suck a dick.
The old prostitute.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to become a prostitute, I would pop out all my teeth.
Oh, God.
I absolutely would, because then I'd be known as, like, the young gum. And...
young gum.
And everyone will come from big and small towns to get
far and wide. Do you think you would incorporate your gums with it? Like, do you like rub the dick
absolutely
with your gums?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially around the sensitive parts. On a circumcised penis, it's right under the head, right where the foreskin has been cut. We know because we watched a documentary on circumcision.
Man. Yeah.
And it was fully intense.
It was really intense. Oof. And it also like totally explains why men are so crazy.
Yes, because their first memory is trauma.
Yeah. Sexual trauma.
Sexual trauma.
Immediately.
They get
pinned down.
Yeah, they get... I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I mean, know. I guess I don't know how I
thought never
it thought happened,
about it.
Because I know it... I call them brisks.
A brisk. No K.
Bris.
Yeah.
At a bris. Mm-hmm. The baby's held and then they cut it. Mm. But in a hospital, they pin them down, strap their arms down in like a star and then do it.
And the machinery they were showing was crazy.
Crazy, like archaic. Like,
yeah, just like
old school shit. And then...
a can opener.
The reason why they don't give babies like a sedative or put them under any sort of anesthesia is because they were under the impression...
Oh, Josh, what are you pulling up? Yeah, that first one, that's what they use.
Yes, isn't that nuts?
The... What is it called?
They were under the impression that
babies clamp.
Scream and then stop crying because they don't actually feel the pain, but they stop crying because they go into shock.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm not a mom, but like, woof.
I don't want my baby to go in shock immediately.
And then at the end of the documentary, they top it off with a bunch of men trying to reclaim their foreskin.
Yeah.
And not to laugh at them.
I know, but
what a crusade to like.
They need some rebranding, honestly.
A little bit.
They need some like cool people to be on board.
Yeah,
because
it was like a strange man in a rocking chair. He was like, I wear a weight on my dick for 10 hours a day. It takes a long time for the foreskin to come back. But you know what? I can jerk off and it's good for me. It was so wild. And then there's that man who's like, I can come just by... the wind hitting my foreskin.
Oh, man, yeah, he was intense. He gives talks. Yeah,
he does, like, TED Talks on, like, having foreskin, which just sounds like he's, like, bragging.
I can come whenever I want.
He's so wild.
Josh, are you circumcised?
I am. I'm Jewish, so.
Do you hate being our producer? Very invasive questions.
I'm ready for whatever.
Okay, I think most men in America are circumcised. You had never seen, we went to a fucking movie and there was an uncircumcised dick on the screen and Sashir leaned over and went, what's wrong with it? And I said, what do you mean what's wrong with it? She goes, why? I know that's a penis, but why does it look like that? I said, you've never seen that before? And you said, no. I said, it's just an uncircumcised penis. And you like something changed in you and you were like, oh, well, but, and I was like, that's the foreskin. And you went, oh. And where does it go? And I was like, when it gets hard, it like retracts. And you were like, retract. It was really funny to see.
I never
you understand it all.
I guess, yeah, I don't know how I never saw it.
Because most men in America, I think, are circumcised.
But not even, I never saw a picture of it before, never saw a video of it before, never in my life I saw it. And this was recent. This is like last year or something.
Yeah, it was last year.
I was like, I just don't know why it looks like this.
It was just so funny. Why? What's wrong with it? Why does it look like that? Just so quiet too.
But now I know.
Now you know. Now you know what uncircumcised penis looks like. Mm-hmm. I like them.
Yeah?
I mean, I like them uncircumcised. I like them circumcised.
You just like dicks.
I really do. I love a dick.
Yeah.
But like a uncircumcised penis is easier to jerk off.
Because
it gives you like the extra
skin. It's like a sleeve.
Yeah. It's like those old toys from the 90s that Zany Brainies used to sell. I mentioned it on my podcast and people sent me a bunch of pictures of them. Can you look up Zany Brainy jelly tube toy? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's, I believe, okay. This was invented by a man who was uncircumcised. Mm. And he was like, man, I'm having a time. I think
kids are gonna love this.
I think little boys who are missing out on their foreskin should play with this.
Does it roll in and out?
Yeah, it just makes it really easy to like just kind of jerk.
Can you put your dick in it?
I don't think the hole is big enough for that.
Mm. Now we're watching a video.
Yeah, of a little girl. Yeah, see? It's like never ending. Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yep. It's also so wild.
Yeah, why is that a toy? It's so weird. This looks very
Isn't
sexual.
It so phallic.
The video we're also watching is like, this is definitely for pedophiles, right? This is a little girl. The camera is crotch level. The squishy toy is in her hand and she's just like rolling it around.
It's a little wild.
Do you think it says anything for those, like, I had one when I was a kid.
I had one too.
Oh, maybe so have people practice jerking something off. So when you grow up, the men don't have to explain it to you.
Yes. The boys get good at it and the girls are open to it. Do you remember the first dick you jerked off?
Let me think about that. Do you remember?
Now that I've asked, I'm trying to think.
I guess it was my first boyfriend. Because I didn't really do anything before that.
I don't remember.
I'm also not even certain it was him. Maybe after that.
Do you remember the first time you were fingered?
Yeah, it's not a good story.
Mine was outside a bar.
Fun.
Also, not a great story.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, let's move on from that.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like
finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Boy, the history of Beyonce and Gwyneth Paltrow's friendship. This is a segment that we like to call
Celebrity Best Friends.
Wait, where's the...
We don't really need it. So this segment is called Celebrity Best Friends. And I didn't know this, but Sashir brought it to my attention that Beyonce and Gwyneth Paltrow... They're best friends.
Seems like they're good friends. Yeah, they're like always talking about each other. I don't know about always. I don't think either of them do many interviews anymore. But
For a time they were best friends. Mm-hmm. I honestly sometimes believe that Hollywood best friendships are not built to last. For a time, you have something in common.
Yeah.
And then you grow apart because you are very famous and like really living.
Yeah, things happen. Uh-huh. You travel.
So we got this picture of Gwyneth telling Beyonce something funny, which I don't buy. Beyonce's got an okay wig. Let's see. The meet cute. This is the meet cute. There's speculation that they met through their husbands, Jay-Z and Chris Martin. Mm-hmm. And Gwyneth ultimately explained that they met the couple at a benefit in New York some years back. We just kind of hooked up and became really close, she told Ellen DeGeneres in 2010. So this is a little old. They're incredible people. They're very kind, generous, good people.
Good. They got that good.
I don't normally do that. Oh, so this is till 2015 they were friends. Mm-hmm. And now we got Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Gwyneth clapping at a concert? It's probably a Coldplay concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something.
Oh, Beyonce also performed with Coldplay at the Super Bowl.
The Grammys sports.
The Grammys of sports, yes, the Super Bowl.
Not that long ago, right?
Yeah. Although Gwyneth and Chris split by then. But maybe they're still friends.
But maybe they're still, yeah, maybe they... they consciously uncoupled.
It's true. It was a conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, and I think that means they didn't end on bad terms.
I guess so, right? Yeah.
So I guess they didn't have to split up their friends because it was a conscious effort.
Mm-hmm.
So Beyonce said that she's incredible. She's a great friend on every level, which I think is really wild because Beyonce is not known to talk about anything in her personal life.
I know.
But it was at the premiere of her documentary, Life is But a Dream, which there was billboards all over L.A. and they split up her name to make it spell Beyonce. And I was like, who is this Beyonce? And I felt so stupid. The movie Widows, John and I thought it was Windows. So every time we passed the billboard, we'd be like, who's in the window? And then we were telling our bit to his boyfriend. And his boyfriend goes, Widows. The movie is Widows.
Sam. You've made
multiple
John dumb.
Multiple times.
That's like a mistake that you definitely would have made by yourself. And now
he's John's right there with me. I think I screamed windows, and then I think he just never double checked it. I was on a date once, and there was a drink. We were at like a tiki bar, and it said bowl drinks. But I glanced at it and was like, "What's a blow drink?" And this man looked at me, looked at the menu, looked at me again, and I was like, "Is he never going to tell me?" And he went, "Nicole, it says bowl." And then I threw my head back and laughed really hard. And I went, "Maybe I'm dyslexic." And he went, maybe." But guess what? He dated me for a little bit after. So I guess
jokes on him.
Jokes on him. I'm still dumb. I'll never get smarter.
There was one time we were driving. You were driving. I was in the passenger seat, and the speed limit said, I think it said 35, and you said 55, and I was like, 35, it's just like a whole other number. It's not even, or maybe something else where I think both the numbers were wrong. You just completely read a different number, and I was like, no, just no, it's not that.
I think what happens is I like see something, and then I just start talking. Do you remember when we got pulled over in Washington?
Uh-huh.
And we rented a drop-top BMW and immediately went to a thrift store.
Uh-huh.
To stunt on the poor people. Which was our joke, but like...
That's not why we did it.
We love deals and we love thrift stores and we bought things. But we got pulled over because I was speeding. And the officer goes, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I said, "No." He goes, "You were speeding. Why were you speeding?" And I said, "Look at this car."
You did.
And then
I don't even think you hesitate. I think you're just like, "Look at this car."
It's a drop top BMW. It's cute.
And he's like, "Okay." And just like walked away.
And then you were like, "I didn't know I was speeding. I'm sorry."
Yeah.
Any of these other options.
Just lie.
And then I said, "What if he comes back?" And I said, "I was trying to take you to freedom because you were wearing..."
Oh, yeah. I was wearing a headscarf.
A headscarf.
I'm trying to take my sister to freedom.
And you were like, "Don't you dare."
Yeah.
And it took everything in me not to say it. It would have been so funny.
I'm just like, just limit our interaction with this cop.
I'm fully just trying
Please.
To die.
You really
being
are.
Black getting pulled over, being like, "Let's see how funny we can get
like,
before I get shot."
Crazy, we're two black women in a fancy car. I don't think he likes that. Like, let's get the fuck out of here and don't talk to him anymore. And then he came back and he gave us the... Did he give us a ticket?
Yeah, he gave me a fucking ticket.
And you're like, "I promise I won't do it again." And I was like, "Now you're admitting that you knew you did it."
Well, I figure if I'd have paid $400 to the state of Washington, I'll let you know. Okay, so Beyonce.
Oh, yes.
Okay, the greatest perk of being their friend is I have a relationship with people who are also, who have similar, I mean, obviously I'm not as famous or successful as they are, the Oscar winner, added humbly. That's so funny. So yeah, she likes them because
they're famous.
They're both famous. Yeah. I mean, Gwyneth really loves talking about her. She's a powerhouse. Gwyneth described Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy's a powerhouse.
Blue Ivy's a child. Hmm. She's like the boss of everything. And she could do all the choreography. See a chandelier video. And she's just super smart. And I love her so much.
Aww.
That's hilarious.
Do you remember when Beyonce was describing Blue Ivy to Oprah, I think? And she's like, "She's fire.
She is fire.
Wind." She is.
I love Beyonce. The way she speaks is truly like she is God.
But she kind of is.
It's slow. It's calculated.
That is smart, though. I want to be better at interviews because I feel like I'm always like,
It is hard.
You
interviews
know?
Are hard, especially when they just transcribe what you say.
Totally.
And they leave in all the likes and the ums,
yeah.
And you're like, cool.
Now I sound like
or
an idiot.
Or they don't rephrase what you said to make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a sentence earlier where Gwyneth was like,
yeah,
pausing and uh-huh, saying, and like, uh-huh. If you hear her, I'm sure it makes sense, but reading it, it's like, what is she saying?
Let's see. Oh, so Gwyneth revealed that she got in touch with Beyonce and Jay-Z after the whole Met Gala elevator incident with Solange. "I never say, 'What's going on?'" She recalled her reaction to the news, meaning she wouldn't just sit there and speculate. "If any of my friends had anything like that, I call right away. Absolutely. If someone's clearly going through something, I'll always go straight for it."
Now, why is she talking about that?
Because they probably asked her about it.
Yeah, but I'd still be like, that's their privacy. Like, that's their business.
I think people have a really tough time with that. Like, when you were on SNL, I had an interview where this guy was like, so she got SNL and you didn't. I said, yeah, that's how that happened. And he was like, and how do you feel about it? And I was like, I'm really proud of my friend and really happy for her. But, you know, I'm here to talk about my show. And he was like, yeah, so, like, how is she doing there? And I was like, you'll have to ask her. And he's like, so you're not friends anymore. I said, no, we are friends. We talk every day, but it's her experience. So you'll have to ask her. And he goes, oh, so you talk every day, so you are still friends? And I was like, yes. And he's like, so you don't, but you don't know what's going on with her and you don't talk about it? And I was seething in that moment because I was like, I already told you in all of the words I know possible that you have to ask her.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about somebody else. I try not to ever have a comment on something that's going on in pop culture just because, like, why I don't... Maybe I have an opinion about it, but, like, honestly, ask them.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Like, when the whole Kevin Hart thing was happening, people kept asking me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
I mean, he apologized. He said he wasn't going to, but then he did. I don't know.
People
that's him.
Just love clickbait. And it's
they
like,
do.
Like, this person's not even here.
No.
I've never worked with them.
Yeah, I don't
this,
know him.
We're not talking about this project. We're talking about something else now. Like, I mean, I guess, heaven forbid, have an article that's just about the topic you're talking about. But it's like, I hate having to do all this, like, conversational gymnastics to be like, I'm not talking about this right now. Like, I want to talk about this movie I'm doing or this the stand-up that I'm, like, especially stand-up where I'm like, I'm only in this town to talk about stand-up. And yet you're asking me about these other comics who are not here or my old job that I haven't worked at for 2 years or, like, just, like, so many things are not necessary, but they're just waiting for some clickbait.
It's like, this is the time that you're going to... You're the person I'm going to tell all my secrets to.
Right? Oh, yeah, you're right.
This Big Mama and the gang in Huntsville, Alabama. That's exactly who I'm going to reveal all the tea to.
Right.
Get out of
so
here. Let's see. Should we do some voicemails?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you rubbing your eye?
I think there's a...
Who's in there?
I think there's a hair in there or something, or like a lash, maybe.
What would your parents do when you got a lash in your eye?
Blow in my eye.
Yes. That's not it. I don't think that's
you
what...
tried to do that to me, and you got really mad when I wouldn't let you, like a freak.
Wait, what?
You don't remember this?
No.
You were pissed at me. This is when BB was in town, and we were trying to get drinks or dinner or something at that place downtown. It was like not that fun of a place. There was a pineapple drink or something.
Tom George's in downtown LA, one of the worst places I've ever been in my life. I hate Tom George's in downtown LA.
Wow. All right.
Now, what would you like to say?
Well, we were waiting for a table. We're at the bar. I was rubbing my eye. I had something in my eye. You, I guess, as you do, called it out. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'm just going to rub it off. And you're like, well, let me just blow in it. And I was like, no, not at this bar. You're like, let me look in there. Let me blow in it. I was like, no, I do not want you to blow in my fucking eye as we're standing by the bar holding our drinks. And you're like, well, your eyeliner's going to come off. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm only talking to you and BB right now. I'm not trying to look good for anybody. And then you like shut down and we're so cold the rest of the night. And I was like, because you didn't blow in my eye? I don't. You're not my mom.
Let me blow in your eye.
No, you weirdo. I don't let want me, you to blow in my eye.
Let me just get some wind in my mouth.
No.
And push it out into your eye.
It was so weird. And I was like, I got it. If I need help, I'll let you know.
Let me blow in your eye.
No.
I can't explain why I got mad at you.
It was so weird. You just chose to be mad about that.
Well, what a treat to talk about Gwyneth and Beyonce and Jay and Chris Martin. Who's Chris Martin dating now?
I don't know. He was dating Jennifer Lawrence at that point, and then that stopped.
But then she started dating Darren Aronofsky.
Aronofsky, for
sure. The Black Swan man.
Mm-hmm. But I think they're done, too.
Oh, Dakota Johnson.
Wow.
Okay. So his type is white. That's three white women in a row.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine only dating white people?
You
can.
I actually can.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Well, let's listen to a voicemail.
Yes.
My name is Kate and I am in college and I see my best friend all the time. And when you see your best friend all the time, sometimes you get into this weird roadblock of when you're both just apologizing because you feel like you've weirdly offended each other. So sometimes you get stuck in like a little bit of a cycle where like I say I'm sorry and she says she's sorry that I feel bad and I say I'm sorry that she feels bad. And so it never, ever, ever stops. So what's a good way to put a stop to that? You guys are both fantastic.
Whoa. That's literally never happened to me before.
Yeah.
A cycle of apologies.
Hmm.
I mean, that's a nice problem to have. At least they're both apologizing for something.
What are y'all doing? Tossing each other down the stairs?
Well, they're in college, so probably not much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So one person's apologizing, and the other person's like, no, I'm sorry I made you feel bad. No, I'm sorry I made you feel bad. I mean, honestly, what a dream. I can't even... You know how many times I wanted someone to say, I'm sorry I made you feel bad? I can't even imagine what that's like. But I guess one of you just stops saying sorry?
Yeah, maybe get to the root of why you keep apologizing to people.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on that you guys are so apologetic?
Yeah. It also feels like, I guess when you're like close to a person, you don't have to apologize so much.
Yeah, I think you only really need to apologize to someone you see all the time and are super close with is if you see a change where like if I'm with you and you're quieter than usual after I've said something maybe racy.
Maybe racy.
I'll go, did I cross the line? Are we okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, also, I feel like we don't really get mad at each other.
No, I don't, no. And it also, I feel like, gets squashed very quickly.
Yeah.
This sounds like a young person problem, honestly.
Yeah.
It feels like...
Hey, Kate. Sorry, we're too old.
Sorry. Honestly, when you hit 30, you stop caring is this person that okay? Because I feel that might be a situation where it's like, someone said, this bothers me. And you're like, oh, sorry for making you feel bad. Oh, I'm sorry I even made you feel uncomfortable by bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
That part's not necessary. You don't have to apologize for making the other person feel bad because you brought up a thing that made you feel bad.
Yeah.
As long as you're on the same page and that person is aware of it now, that's the end of it. You don't need to, there's nothing you need to be sorry about for even bringing it up. You bring it up because you need to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, yeah, whatever. That's not a moment for either of you to feel comfortable. It's okay if it's uncomfortable. Uncomfortable moments happen all the time. It's a relationship, and they will continue to happen.
Relationships are like underwear, you know?
They'll be uncomfortable sometimes.
They cover your pussy, but sometimes you'll get a frontal wedgie.
That's not where I thought that was going.
Oh, where did you think it was going to go?
Something about being uncomfortable or like
some frontal sort of... wedgie is uncomfortable.
Okay.
Have you ever had a front wedgie where there's fucking fabric in your pussy and you're trying to walk around an amusement park?
Wow. Very specific.
And it's fucking the day before New Year's Eve and everyone in Florida is hideous and your underwear is just like maybe two sizes too small and you have to wait an hour to fucking like even get to the front to get on a fucking ride, and then some of these rides aren't even good fucking rides. Oh,
actually, that has happened to me. Now that you said it all out loud, that actually the exact same thing happened to me.
Okay, let's read this email. Would you like me to read it?
I'd like you to read it, please.
Okay. Nicole and Sashir, hello. I have a best friend who I met online 12 years ago. We have never lived in the same town, but we visit each other once or twice a year. Sometimes for a weekend. Sometimes for a few weeks. It never feels like enough time with them. Last year, I moved to the Bay Area. After that, my bestie moves to San Diego. Circumstances have arose recently, and now I'll be moving down south to live with my best friend. I am both excited and nervous. I have lived with friends before and also lost friendships because of budding personalities and habits. But
have you... That's all what the person typed. That's all.
Yes, this isn't me trying to do a joke. Have you two ever had to share space for a long time with each other? Did you have some rough patches? How did you both work through it? Thank you so much, Maddie. P.S. I've been such a big fan of both of you forever and root for your success daily. Aww, congratulations on being beautiful and thriving. And thank you for feeding us excellent comedy content.
Aww,
Maddie,
that's really nice.
What a treat. That's thank sweet. You. Keep us in your prayers every fucking day. Thank you, Maddie.
What's the longest we've ever been in the same space together?
When we went to Mexico and then Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. That was.
I think that was like 2 weeks together. Mm-hmm. Pretty uninterrupted. I think we did get a little snippy sometimes, but like it's 2 weeks uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Where like
it's just the two of us.
It was just the two of us. Like in Mexico, it was truly just the two of us. We couldn't make any friends at this fucking resort. Nobody.
No matter how hard we tried.
Except for that one old lady.
Oh my gosh, she loved you.
There was this old lady with her daughter and they were walking and she had this big necklace. Or no, her daughter had a big necklace and she had like a cute tank top or something. So I went, oh my goodness, I love your necklace to the daughter. And then I looked at the older woman. I went, I know you need a compliment too. This tank top is very cute. So just so you know, you're cute too. I know you needed to hear that. And she was like, ha! You knew it! You knew I needed to hear that I was cute, too! And she was like, ha, 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 and I was like, oh, let me get the fuck away from this woman. She loves me too much. So then we ran into them later, and I was with you, and I told you the story. And the lady was like, it's you! You knew I needed a compliment. I told my sister, my brother, my son-in-law, my other son, I called Canada long distance.
And then the daughter's like trying to push her away, like, come on, mom, like, let's go. Leave these nice ladies alone.
But she loved it.
She really did.
And I think it's just because I like, I don't know, really just read her fully to her face.
Yeah. She's like, you know it.
You know I'm selfish and can't even see my daughter get a compliment without trying to steal the compliment. Well, what was this? Oh, okay.
Wait, I guess the question is like...
We could never live together.
I agree.
And I fully know that.
Yeah.
It's like when we share a hotel room, one side is messy. It's very terrible. And then I'm like complaining I can't find anything. And it's like, well, yeah, because you dumped everything on the floor. Mm-hmm. And then yours is very neat. You don't use drawers like a psychopath. Everything is very neat. If I ever saw you put a thing in a drawer in a hotel, I would probably rethink our whole friendship. Like if you hung up things other than a coat, I would rethink our relationship.
Wait a minute. Sometimes I do though.
No, I've never seen it.
Wait, but are you saying you like that or you
no,
don't?
No, I do not.
It'd be crazy.
You put your shit in drawers at a hotel?
It depends on how long I'm staying
you
there.
You don't live there. That's not your home. Those are not your drawers. Would you put things in drawers you just take out later? Keep it in the suitcase, baby.
So it's not like a huge pile on the floor.
Wait. So you do use drawers?
Yeah.
I've never seen this.
I guess.
This is sick.
I don't know if
this is disgusting.
I don't know if it was an option before.
Wait, do you use drawers in hotels?
No.
Jordan? Nobody does. Yeah, you're sick.
Y'all are ganging up on me.
You're sick. And I bet you if we found anybody roaming the streets outside, they would all say, no, we're
bring
not
it, bring everyone
psychopaths.
In.
You know what, though? My mom always uses the door to the hotel. She always, like, puts, completely unpacks the suitcase, uses the closet, uses it.
She's an older woman.
But if you're going to be somewhere for a while,
How long?
I don't know, like a week? So, then you don't want to just like keep rummaging through your suitcase. You want to like have your stuff out so it's organized and you can see it.
You fold shirts and put them in drawers of hotels?
I don't fold shirts.
It's insane.
I just put them
This
all
is the wildest thing I've ever heard in my life. This is nuts.
I just put them
I'm
in the
so mad. I'm steamed. I'm steamed. I'm riding an alligator. I'm so mad.
I got Papa.
My lid is blown. I'm so angry.
All right.
Well. Oh my God.
Guess I'm weird. Sorry. Guess this is a crime.
But honestly, I don't think I would ever live with my best friend.
I don't think I would either.
But I have lived with best friends. I lived with my best friend, Evan, on and off for like, I don't know, 5 years or something, but it was like more off than on. And when we lived together, we would get into a lot of fights. So like we did not work living together, but like, mm-hmm. He's my dear friend and I love him dearly. Jen became my best friend after we lived together. John Millheiser also became like my best friend or like my dear friend after living together. So I think, but also it takes a very special person to live with me. A very special person.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like friends that I was friends with before we lived together, I can't do that.
Yeah. Like Mateo and I became really close,
mm-hmm.
while we were living together and after, but we didn't know each other at all before,
mm-hmm.
he moved in.
I couldn't live with Mateo after knowing him.
Yeah.
That sounds mean. What I mean is like his, how do I say this nicely? I mean, it's not mean. It's just like, I know I couldn't live with him.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, like, I think we would really grind each other's gears.
Really grinding my gears?
I think that's like, you find similarities in friends, and mm-hmm. that's where your friendship really kind of starts with, like, things you have in common and stuff.
Yeah.
And then having too much in common with somebody, and then you have, like, full-blown, like, other thoughts than that person. Like you putting your stuff in hotel drawers, like... Deal breaker, man. I could never live with you.
I think you also need a caretaker / roommate. You need someone to like wake you up, find you food, clean up a little bit after you. You are clean. You're not like disgusting.
No, I'm cluttered.
Yeah.
I'm a very cluttered person, papers and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Takes me a long time to go through my mail. Ugh.
I mean, when I saw John folding your laundry, I was like, could never. Could never, would never. Definitely, no.
I didn't even ask him to.
But, you know, I'm sure something happened where he was like, I feel like I have to.
I never asked him to. He just did it.
Well, then I don't want that either. I don't want to be like hypnotized into something where
I left stuff in the dryer for the last 2 days.
You just remembered that?
Yes. Fuck, because I got home Sunday.
Well, it's dry, right?
It should be.
Well, then that's fine. It's not, like, wet.
Yeah.
It'd be worse if it was sitting in the washer.
I'm just really trying to, like, finish tasks.
Yeah.
Oh, Sunday I didn't take my medicine. This explains it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sick. All right. Okay. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. My best friend and I have been like sisters since we were 13 years old. We've remained extremely close, despite residing in two different states and having polar opposite lifestyles. She was engaged to a complete asshole. And after going on vacation with me, she decided to end the engagement. After the breakup, she was doing really well, meeting lots of new people, but the asshole found his way back into her life, and now they're back together. He blames me for ending the engagement. Whoa. And becomes enraged when he hears her on the phone with me.
Oh my God.
Oof. she's unhappy in the relationship, but for some reason can't leave him again. Oh no, he's beginning to drive a wedge in our friendship. It stresses me out when she calls because, oh my God, I don't want him to yell at her for being on the phone with me. I hate that we have to sneak around in order to continue our 14-year-long friendship. Oh, so she's 27. Should I distance myself from her until she finally leaves him, or should I continue to speak my mind about how toxic he is? I love you both so much. Congrats on the podcast. This is tough.
Damn.
I think, honestly, your friend needs to get into some sort of therapy.
Yeah.
Because that's abusive.
Yeah.
That's he's fully yelling at her? Abusive.
Yelling at her for talking to her friend.
Yes. Because he thinks that if she continues talking to her friend, they're going to break up again. Which is like him, setting limits on who she speaks to on the phone is fully abuse. But that's not the person who asked us the question. I think you need to tell your friend that she needs to talk to someone who's not you about, like, fully talk to a therapist about the relationship, because I think she's in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And if you tell your friend this, tell her that it's not just, like, therapy. She can do sliding scale therapy, which she just has to bring a pay stub. And they'll just, you know, based on what she makes that week or whatever, like you pay like, you know, $20 or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's also an app on the phone where you can text a therapist. I don't think that's too expensive. But I do think you need like a third party person to, cause if you say this is a bit abusive and if you say he's bad for you, then like, it's a tough thing. Cause like they get married and then you're the one at the wedding who was like, I was the one who was shitting on this whole relationship. And then,
yeah, you can't force this friend to do anything. Yeah. You can bring forth the topic, but it's up to that person on their own to decide if this relationship is serving them in a healthy way.
Yeah, I was in a bad thing, and I would talk to you about it a lot. And I would say 2 out of 10 times you would go, I really don't like this, and I think this is bad. But the other 8 times you didn't say anything, which, I mean, like, I'm not saying it's like helpful or whatever, but like, I know it's bad. I didn't need you to tell me all 10 times. I just needed you to listen to me.
Yeah. And yeah. There was like, there were moments when I realized you weren't telling me stuff. And I was like, well, I'd rather hear the stuff than not hear it at all. So I'll just listen. And then when I think it's getting really bad, I'll just be like, hey, this is something I think should stop.
Yeah. This is tricky though, because it's him being like, I don't want you to talk to your friend, and him yelling at her.
Yeah, and the friend's like sneaking conversations.
Yeah. Like, and then maybe you say to your friend, are you like sneaking this call? Like, are you talking at full volume inside, or are you sneaking? And if she goes, I'm sneaking, be like, listen to yourself. You're sneaking to speak to anybody on the phone? That's wild.
Yeah, just point out what's actually happening.
Yeah.
You feel like you can't openly speak in your own home to your friend. Maybe that's there's wild. Something wrong with that.
And then if that's a thing that you have to do, like, it's kind of like improv. If that's true, what else is true? Like, what other weird shit does he do that you don't realize is bad?
Yeah, it might take some, like, tricky wordplay, but just helping her see, like, instead of you pointing out, he's doing this.
Yeah, be like,
just kind of
guide
her.
Point out her reactions to his insane behavior.
Yeah.
I think would probably be helpful.
Yeah. I can tell you're feeling this because this happened.
But I do think a therapist or a third party needs to intervene.
I think so too.
Yeah. Let's.
Or just like grab her, put her on a bus, and get the fuck out of town. Y'all girls, get your ass to a different side of the country.
Or that's one option. Second option. We got pretty lax gun laws here. Get thee to a gun store.
Thelma and Louise this shit.
Fucking shoot this man and drive off a cliff so you don't go to jail. Yes.
That's what you should do.
No, but truly a therapist.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Oh,
woo. That's a long one.
Hey, love y'all. Both can't wait for the podcast. My question's about my best friend's trash ass boyfriend. Okay. They did it for 2 years before I met her. And all I ever hear from her is about how trash he was, including the fight they had in the middle of the street where he said she was too fat to ever find another guy. By the way, he gained 200 pounds since they got together. So this is clearly a sore point for him. After after we had been friends for about a year, they broke up. She talked about how good she felt and that she felt like her self-esteem was so much higher and she deserved better. Fast forward to a couple months ago, the inevitable happened where your friend gets back with their shitty ex and you have to pretend like you didn't say horrible things about them. Anyway, I decided that if she's happy, I'm happy. I won't say anything. Apparently, I'm her only friend that's done that, though. Last week, I was hanging out with the two of them, and for the first time since they got back together, and this trash-ass man started treating me like shit.
Oh, no.
I've spoken to her about it, and she was appalled by it, but, like, I don't know how much longer I can pretend to be fine with this relationship. The other night, she complained about him when we were drunk, but she would never talk about it sober. I know she has family pressure to get married and have babies now that she's 30. Damn, we gotta stop doing this to women. That's me, Nicole, saying that. So I'm scared she'll end up with this garbage person out of fear. So how do I help her get out of this rut without being unsupportive? Sincerely, trying to take out the trash. I mean, this, again, is like the last letter.
Yeah.
But I do think pointing out how shittily he's treating you in person while she's there is helpful.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, girl, get your mans. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what he just said to me? Mm-hmm. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I can't hang out with you when you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't be with you together. Like, I think that's a very helpful thing to be like, to just point out the shitty things he's doing.
I think so, too.
He gained 200 pounds. And like, not to be an asshole, but that's a lot of weight to gain in 2 years.
And then he's yelling at her,
too fat.
That's his own insecurity, for
sure.
Yeah,
seems like you're both little fatties.
And then did the friends react to her saying that he was mean to her? She was appalled. And that was it.
Oh, yeah. So she probably was like, I can't believe you said that. And then friend was like, yeah, I can't believe he said that. But instead of someone being like, hey, you can't fucking say that.
You can't say that, yeah.
Also, I don't know if you've told your friend this, but like, all women should know that you don't have to get married by the age of 30.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You don't have to have a baby by the age of 30.
Yeah.
There are different ways that you can have a baby later in life. Society puts this insane pressure on women and it's not fair.
No.
And also, why? So you have to get married, so you're going to marry this fucking nasty-ass dude?
No, just like, I mean, I don't know what your friend's financial thing is, but I'm about to start looking into freezing my eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to just have that off the table. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I don't have to rush to get a partner right now so I can get pregnant by this age so my eggs are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, if you do have the means, maybe look into it. So that's, you just have that security blanket, and then when you're looking for a partner, you're truly just looking for someone who you mm-hmm. love and who actually treats you well, and that you want to spend your life with,
just
and
not someone that pressure,
to
yeah.
get you pregnant real quick.
I'm never gonna freeze my eggs.
No.
I'm gonna see if they're gonna be cracked up by the time I want kids. See if there's yolk everywhere in me. What? What? What?
Do you remember when we did improv? And I can't remember what led into this, but you were like something about having two
in character,
eggs.
I was like, yeah, Megan, I mean, we only have two eggs. And then you, the improviser, went, wait a minute. Hey, friend, do you think women only have two eggs? And I was like, yeah, like still kind of in character. But like Nicole was like, yeah, they're eggs. There's two. And then you were like, no, there's millions. And I was like, what? There's... So, okay.
Not millions, but there's like definitely
thousands.
A lot more,
I don't know. Here, too. I'll explain to you where the fuck I was coming from.
Okay.
So if you look at a diagram of the female reproductive system, you got two eggs. And then you have
you
the
mean ovaries?
Yes. But to me, they look like eggs. They're shaped like fucking eggs.
Okay. So you thought that.
So I thought the ovaries were two eggs.
Okay.
And I thought they would suck up into the fallopian tube.
And then we would no longer have an ovary.
No, you'd grow a new one. Like chickens lay eggs.
What? I mean,
what?
I mean, that's totally irrelevant.
What?
That's,
what?
Yes,
chickens lay eggs. So I thought we would lay an egg. The egg would go to where the egg left. And then, to me, I thought the egg would go through the fallopian tube, land in the uterus, and then the sperm would swim up to the egg would crack open, and the sperm would, like, fertilize the yolk or whatever is inside the egg, and then a baby.
And the egg still cracked?
Yeah, the egg cracks and then, like, disintegrates or something, and the sperm fertilizes the yolk, and then a baby is born. That's what I thought. But I have since learned that they're called ovaries because it's Latin for ovum. Ovum means egg, and eggs are inside.
Yeah, girl.
And I learned that last year on my podcast in real time with Megan Neuringer,
wow,
who I fucking adore.
Well, I'm glad that you learned.
Yeah, thanks.
You also used to think that a hamburger could get your...
Great, yes.
So did you not want me to bring that up?
No, it's fine. So when I was younger, I thought sesame seeds on hamburger buns would implant into a woman. And then a baby would grow. So I used to knock seeds off my bun because I didn't want a seed to grow inside me.
I'm not getting pregnant. You're not tricking me.
And then I asked my mother where babies came from, and I explained that to her, and she went, who told you that? And I was like, nobody. I just, like, really figured it out on my own. And I think what happened was, like, my mom would always be like, well, what do you think? And then I'd go, well, and then kind of, like, figured it out as, like, went along, and then be like, well, yeah, obviously. Yeah, that's it.
That's got to be it. Well, I'm glad you know
I can't
now.
Believe you didn't think that, like, eggs, that was, like, an egg and they cracked open and stuff. Like,
I didn't think. Well, I guess I saw Look Who's Talking really young. Do you remember that?
That's where the babies talk.
Or was it Look Who's Talking Now?
There's Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Too.
Which one? Yeah, the one is dogs, one's babies.
What?
It's Look Who's Talking Too, where it's the intro.
Yeah, the intro where there's a sperm swimming to the egg, and they're all like racing and talking to each other, and they're like, I'm going to get in there. And then the sperm like goes inside the egg, and then psh.
And the egg doesn't crack open?
It does not crack open. There's like a split for the sperm to go in there, but I think it closes back up. And then the baby grows inside.
Imagine if we could lay eggs.
Okay, sure. I guess we...
Wouldn't that be fun if you could eat from yourself?
Ew.
What, you wouldn't eat your own eggs?
No, because that's like cannibalism.
Not when you eat yourself.
What?
Hmm?
Are there humans inside these eggs?
No, there's yolk.
But the... If a chicken lay... No, stop it. If a chicken lays an egg, what do you think the yolk is?
Yolk.
Where do you think a chicken...
It's like a chicken jizz. It's like the chicken juice.
No, it turns into a chicken.
The yolk turns into a chicken.
It becomes a chicken. If you don't eat it...
Oh, no, you're gonna cry. I thought sometimes chickens would lay... eggs with yolk, and then sometimes they laid chickens with eggs. And you just didn't know what you were gonna get. Wait, how does the yolk become a chicken? How does the yolk become a chicken? If it just has I need a tissue.
Oh no. Yeah, do we have a tissue? She's truly crying.
I'm so embarrassed. I don't understand how chickens work.
If it's a fertilized egg,
if
the chicken has been impregnated and then it's like warmed and shit, then like they hatch into a chicken. But sometimes, have you ever cracked an egg and sometimes there's like a little red dot? You look so scared.
No.
I think that's like, it was like on its way to become a chicken.
But like, if I...
It's okay. So take your time. It's okay.
There's no... Okay. I don't understand.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Okay, so a chicken lays an egg.
Yes, this is true.
How does the yolk become a chicken? I feel so dumb right now.
It's okay. I think if it's a fertilized egg, like if a rooster impregnated...
Yes.
A chicken.
Yes, the egg would have a chicken in it.
Yeah.
And sometimes... So, like, what? A chicken has a period, and the period is the egg with the yolk in it?
I found a video that might help.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's watch the video.
I'm going to explain how chickens reproduce.
This woman.
Let's go. Welcome to Becky's Homestead.
Yes, Becky! 2 million people have watched Becky's Homestead.
That's not 2 million.
Oh, wait.
200,000.
Those eggs will not be fertile, and they will never hatch into a baby. The rooster does his little rooster dance, and then he jumps on top of the hen and breeds her. The egg gets fertile inside the chicken before she lays the egg.
Okay.
hens are not like fish, where they lay a pile of eggs in the water, and then afterward, the boy fish comes and fertilizes the egg.
Whoa!
Chickens are not like that. They need the egg fertilized while it's still inside.
Okay, I feel good about this.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I mean,
why did we even start talking? Wait, we're talking about ovaries, but yeah. Why are we talking about that? Oh, fertilizing eggs. Boy.
Why were we talking about fertilizing eggs?
Freezing eggs, I mean.
Oh, wow.
So this woman doesn't feel obligated to stay with this dude.
Yes.
Her eggs go dry or whatever.
Wow.
So ultimately, just go get a chicken.
Yeah, go get a chicken. Okay, well, you can leave us an email or a voicemail. The email is nicoleandsasher@gmail.com. And then the number to call is 424-645-7003. And honestly, we're done. That's it.
That feels really good.
It feels good. Good night, Sashir.
Mm-mm.
No. Good night, world. Good night, Sashir.
Good night, world. Good night, Nicole.
And we're back. This episode's not ending. We're here.
That's how we start.
No. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.